George, for the stack.
Yeah, do it.
I just wanted to add that I'm going to suggest that the ED, we put the ED's talk right at the beginning of the strategic planning session and call it something like a state of the network talk.
That sounds good.
Okay. Once again, if you all could submit your written ideas and recommendations to Lillian, we'll come back and try to iron all that out at our next meeting. The next item we have on the agenda is discuss documents. I'll start off with Janet Cage and anybody else who want any suggestion about documents in the package,
well,
the binder.
Yeah, Margie wants to talk here when we have a chance. When I have a chance.
Okay. Well, let me start with Margie then, since you're the.
Well,
okay.
Can I?
Well, let me say that Janet. When. Let me just explain something. That when I reported to the staff that we were going to have an in-person meeting, Lachelle, who actually did the binders for the last meeting, said, "Oh, we need to get started on this right away because her experience is that." Basically, the binders include reports from committees, and her experience was that people were very lackadaisical about getting their reports in, and that she had to spend a great deal of time hounding people to get them to send in the reports to be included in the binders. My personal opinion about that is that if you don't get your report in on time, it doesn't get in the binder, but, you know, I'm old school, as my children say. So that's, you know, we need to talk about that. And Lachelle is prepared to do this. However, I don't think she would be at all unhappy, given the fact that we're currently rather short-staffed in the national office, if Lydia wanted to do it in L.A. But we just need to figure out, we need to start reminding committee chairs that they have to get busy on this so that it happens in time. That's all I have to say.
Janet Kay.
Okay. Thank you, Margie. So I'm thinking, and I'm going to send this in the agenda, of course, the orientation package of some sort that we talked about. I don't know if we finalized that. Written reports from all the units, whether it's the, you know, the managers, reports from committees, including LSDs, and financial reports, and that's all I have right now.
But I would also suggest that when you got to require all those reports, you got to have a deadline to get it in, to compile all that, to send it out.
What?
Or get it together.
Could you repeat that? Could you repeat that?
That we would, in terms of the committee and all those people that need to be the report, we need to have a deadline before the in-person meeting. I don't know if we established that, to compile all of that, sort of prepare whoever's putting together a binder or something.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
Do we have, are all, is the committee membership set on all the committees?
No.
And this director did. Why not?
Well, committee membership. I'm sorry.
Yes, committee membership. Or the secretary.
I think committee membership is set. However, the audit committee has yet to elect a chair and a secretary.
Why? You know?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just a reporter here. Carolyn here on the staff.
Janet
Kay. Okay, I think I heard Carolyn, Janet Kay.
Yeah, I think the audit committee.
Yes, Carolyn.
Yeah, speak now. Thank you. Yeah, yes. I think the audit committee has elected a chair. Fred Blair is our chair. I do have a question about the agenda. I'll send it in writing to everyone, but. Looking at the early Friday closed session, the question is, do we need Sigal Yee as a question? I think the question is, do we have a committee to try and find legal counsel for the foundation that is not in conflict for some reason or another, that is not Sigal and Yee? We cannot use Sigal and Yee. And I think that we need to, is there a subgroup or a task force looking for applicants for the job of Foundation Counsel.
This is Lydia.
But yeah, before we go off topic, remember we're just discussing documents to include. That's the topic we're on in the in-person meeting. Lydia, you wanted to respond to that?
Oh, I did. I was going to say I will add to the agenda. We need to have a board discussion about criteria, what it is we want in corporate counsel. It's not a bylaws required element. It's something that I remember recommending back in the day. But anyway, so we've had processes that we've used before, and then perhaps at the in-person meeting we can form a subcommittee of sort. We have three attorneys on the board, and you know, it would be useful to get their input. Thank you. I will add that as one of these things that I'm listing here. Thanks.
That's Janet, Jay, and then Benita. Remember, we're discussing documents once again.
That's right, but Lydia asked a question about the committees, so I wanted to address that. So there are committees that where two station directors are, you know, can be on them, and only one is on them. So in some cases, so I don't know whether that would qualify as a complete committee. And then there's one LSB that has not yet populated their committee.
And which is that?
WPFW.
Tony?
That has not, what was that? I didn't hear what
populated. Populated.
We got a meeting next week, so hopefully we can wrap all that up. I think most of them should be. We should have all our nominations in for a committee, except for maybe one, and I think we can wrap that up at the next LSB meeting next week.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Benita.
Okay, well, about documents. Yeah, I can understand the interest in providing, you know, like full reports and having them all on paper in a binder and all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to ask, has anybody ever taken a poll to see how many PMB members actually read these things?
This is Leah.
Yeah, and I say that because I really do wonder, and so I wonder whether it's really worth the effort to. I'm not saying not to produce a packet, don't get me wrong, but, you know, I think we should try to keep it to a minimum because I really don't believe that people read a lot of this stuff, and the more you give them, the less they won't read, you know. So anyway.
Okay. Lydia, you want to respond to that?
Yes. The binders that I have kept since 2005 have been essential. I cannot tell you how often I refer to them. Because rather than reinvent the wheel, more importantly, that at different times in our history, things have been done really well in terms of, you know, having the documents culled and so forth. And it's really helpful to have that binder. And it's really helpful during the meeting to be able to turn to the committees to see what the motions are in front of you instead of having 1,000 pieces of paper distributed on site. I personally always find it useful as soon as I get in, and this is my plan, I left this out, is to distribute the books Wednesday night when you get in. Because some people are getting in early evening, you know, they can come in, partake of the hospitality and read as much as they can from the book. I think they're really, really important.
Janet?
Okay. Janet Kay, you had something?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I understand, I think, what Benito's point is. I, too, refer, I only have one partner, but I do refer to it. It's not all the time, but there are times when something comes up and I think, oh, wait a minute, where can I find this? What I would like to happen is to have documents also posted to the Pacifica website at some point. There should be all kinds of documents there that people can refer to, not just
right.
directors.
Right.
So, yeah, that's how to make that happen. I don't know, but I mean, I have some ideas. Done.
Okay.
Okay.
Any more comments on documents? Okay, we'll move on to the what our next meeting dates. We either have the 19th of May or the 26th of May. That's a Tuesday.
Oh, I think it has to be the 19th. Otherwise, it's too close to the meeting.
So we're looking at 19th of May. Anybody has any problems with the Tuesday, the 19th of May, the next coordinating committee to try to nail down? And by then, I think we can vote on and have an agenda, a much more solid agenda.
I'm sorry, but we have the archives the 19th.
Oh.
Yes, and this is Lydia. I would prefer the 26th myself. But
the 26th, we have finance and audit.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get on the calendar. Well, what's available, Adriana?
What date's available?
The 21st, that is a Thursday. Monday, the 25th.
That's Memorial Day, May the 25th.
The 25th, Monday, that is open.
That's Memorial,
Memorial Day.
We're not meeting on Memorial Day. Okay, so the 21st?
Yeah,
the 21st is the third Thursday.
Okay, can someone book that?
Yes, I will.
The 21st?
Thanks.
I will do it right now.
Okay. Well, that concludes our meeting, so hopefully I'm going to get your suggestions and recommendations in to Lydia, and we'll try to have a final agenda by the 21st that we can vote on.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Okay. Good night.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.